Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Go in on and social network me. Smooth Drama page on Facebook. Holler at me. Just Google Smooth Drama, as a matter of fact. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, that's me. Holla at me. Add me. I will add you back. If you got a question, comment, concern, I welcome your emails. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. I know right now it's Black History Month. Everybody is rejoicing in the blackness. I guess you're rejoicing when you're black. Now we have this special time, the shortest month of the year, to talk about how black we are and how much we love Martin Luther King, and we want to model ourselves after Martin Luther King. Not that I'm hating on Martin Luther King. I'm just saying. We know right now we're going to hear about a lot of black history, black first. Oh, man. Just the blacker than blackness. That is Black History Month. Even Donald Trump. They all got involved in Black History Month. It was kind of funny because he brought in a bunch of people. He stopped. He saw the coon train. Was like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead on and I'm gonna give y'all some shine. So I'm of course not gonna go over all the coons that he had, but basically Donald Trump started off yesterday talking about Black History Month and talking about Frederick Douglass as an example of somebody who has done an amazing job and is being recognized more and more. I notice. after that, you know, he did his little thing talking about Dr. Martin Luther King and the bust of Martin MLK in the office. And then that's when the people who he had caught up to on the coon train, they all started talking about, because there's a whole video too. Y'all want to listen to the Coon Express. They're all, I ran your campaign. It's basically like a kiss the ring type circle jerk where they all talk about, I ran your campaign in Pennsylvania. I was your guy in Ohio. Oh, I did this for you. I don't know if you remember me, but I was part of this, your son's nonprofit, that great nonprofit that he started, MASA. Can I get some trinkets? Can I get some money shipped my way? Please. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. Just give me just one more hit. Oh, please. Anyway. I was like, woo! The coon force was strong yesterday. Even stronger than, you know, those coons probably when they left out of that office, they probably had some, if not some of the hardest orgasms that you can have when they were just sitting there, when they were talking about, I mean, I know Donald Trump, you seen the look on his face, like, say something else nice about me, say how much you appreciate me, I mean, he just had that look on his face like, yes, praise me, and they did. Oh, man. Super Negro after Super Negro after Super Negro went up there and praised Donald Trump in the name of Black History Month. That's what it is. Now, as always, we must give credit, seriously. Carter G. Woodson started off as Black History Week. And, of course, it became adopted and became Black History Month. So we always want to acknowledge that this month came from the fact that there were no public acknowledgments of Black people. I mean, why even have Black History Month, people will say? Because we weren't recognized. I mean, we talk about, well, what if there was White History Month? But we call that just every day, regular school curriculum. I mean, that's just the facts, right? I mean, I am always amazed in history. And if you're a parent, you read you scan over your kids' history books, whatnot, or you look at the history of the country where all but one person who signed the constitutional documents was a slave owner. All but one. and so when people ask about Black History Month and things that pertain to Black folks and why we should celebrate our history, and, you know, political correct people will say, well, what if we did this? It's like, well, you're already doing it. I mean, and that's the point. And the reverse racism and all the other claims that try to derail us from just, you know, having self-pride. I mean, what doesn't happen in your normal history class is what Black History Month was to accomplish. Kids seeing themselves in history not as just property, not three-fifths of a person, but as throughout history, you see yourself as someone who did good. I mean, if you don't see the good in your history, you don't see the good examples, what you've done as a person, you develop the lack of self-esteem. And boom, before you know it, you are a walking dumpster. A self-esteem, negative self-esteem, deranged individual, which is the current diagnosis of a lot of Black youth. Not understanding that you can do more than be a reality show star or athlete, and it'd be positive, or hip-hop artist. I mean, they're all aspiring to be that because that's all that they know. Like the hidden figures, young girls finding out that, oh, we did math, astrophysicists, engineers. Maybe I can do that too. It's one of those things. So when people ask why we have Black History Month, that would be a compelling reason. Because in this country, historically, say for like couple generations, we were basically taught that we were nothing, no one, and we accomplished nothing and have never been a civilized people. But that's all trying to be rolled back now, as Donald Trump and the homies rolled through. I mean, I welcome it, because I'm one of those people who would like to hope that you would have people recognize what it is and would band together to become a coalition and the delegation of people who stand for one another and fight to stay free and not be oppressed. I mean, you're looking at who's oppressing you, and you figure, well, hey, we fight the people who are oppressing us, who are creating bad laws that, damn, are not in your best interest. I mean, it's one of those things where poor white people, people of Caucasian descent, who endorse Trump and people of his ilk, do not understand the implications of what you do. Because when you vote in the interest of a billionaire, it is against the interest of you, the thousandaire. But hey, who am I? I'm just a guy who pretends to be smart every now and again when I talk on the radio. I can talk about something that's more off speed. Like, oh, the parents of award-winning Canadian filmmaker Bob Stewart, an environmental activist campaigning to protect sharks, and who has been filming sharks. He seems to have disappeared in the water. They're looking for him. Now, you know, the parents saying, oh, he's super fit and a highly skilled scuba diver, but filming sharks and being in areas where sharks are and disappearing, I can't say that's a shock. Not to diss. I'm just saying, when you're in areas with sharks, oh, I love the sharks, and you go missing, I'll put two and two together. I hope I'm wrong, but I probably don't think so. Also, while not that we're ignoring Black History Month, but just talking about what you know what's happening as far as the Muslim ban. Well, one of the countries, Iran, has decided to say, you know what, we're gonna ditch the dollar. Meaning they're looking to go with another currency because Iran and other Muslim countries they use the dollar because Richard Nixon back in, I believe, 1974 brokered a deal that said that we will hook you up so long as you use the dollar as the main hub of your economy. So when Donald Trump says, you know what, we're not going to do that, it's not going to happen, we're going to ban these people, and Iran acts and says, hey, well, we're going to get rid of the dollar, we're not going to use the dollar, which is going to cause a slight bump in your gas prices. So get ready for cheap gas to go away. Also, it's that opportunity for us to go to war. So if you hear about us going to war with Iran, don't be shocked. Because, hell, we need somebody new to attack. And as I've always thought, how you get rid of poor people having fighting in wars, that way, more resources for you. Sounds cruel and harsh, but true nonetheless. So, hey, got a new boogeyman, a new reason to go after Iran, because they're pissing us off because they want to change from the dollar. Muammar Gaddafi of Libya had threatened that same thing. Saw what happened to him. It didn't end up well. I'm going to take a guess after we reduce Iran to rubble and go through there with the Halliburton contracts. Shout out to Dick Cheney. Anyway, we're going to war. Get ready. We're going to make up some excuse about Iran. Or maybe not even Iran. Maybe it'll be Uzbekistan or Iceland. They'll send some terrorists over here and they'll blow some shit up. And we're, of course, going to attack Iran because Iran has something to do with it. I mean, it's like that Iraq logic, right? All the terrorists, the bombers, they came from Saudi Arabia, so we attacked Iraq. So maybe what'll happen is they'll all come from Iceland and it'll be our excuse to attack Iran. That's kind of how we go. That's the logic that we use. We don't go after the country that dropped the bombs and did the terrorist act. We go after somebody else because we've been wanting to kill them for a while. So, hey, you plan on joining the military anytime soon? Iran, we coming. On that note, I think I'm going to go on break. I don't think I'm going to go on break. I know I'm going on break. This is Common Pyramids.
For 19-year-olds, niggas, you surround wherever the spirit goes. Here it goes, lyrical miracles. These are pyramids from the imperial. In theory, though, low end scenario. It's soundboy vario. Drove me to classic material. Aerial night, blew my mind out of stereotype or serial height. I write like Richard, invisible man, picture below with the hieroglyphic of old, prolific of flow. On the rocks with a mystics, a chemist ago. Supreme wisdom in my system is the kick in the dough. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddle. No, this is a ritual soul. Those depicted as low. Now I pass life like I've been here before. The reincarnation of a sacred nation of millions to hold us back. Cold as rap. For me, the globe is like a cul-de-sac. Around the world in a day, time forever, and I stay. I'm from the weather where they stay. There's got to be a better way. People dying every day. Wonder where we're heaven stay. Devils need to get away. From Chevrolet to Escalade. From Evergreen to the Everglades. I kneel where the rebels pray. Seen 50 gray, but they need better shade. Niggas rhyming like they own style and retrograde. The escapade I'm on, it's like when the sun, moon, and stars are born. It's hard to explain how these pyramids fall, 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 fall. Tell her that I got photographic spot. LC, I'll be burning, burning hot. Tell her that I got photographic spot. LC, I'll be burning, burning hot. Tell her that I got photographic spot. LC, I'll burn it. I arrived on the planet, never took the South for granted. Smoke a little, keep a high standard. The roots of my niggas, so I got a fly bandwidth. Son of the sit-ins, you know who I stand with. Dude said I was a hero, I ain't nothing but a sandwich. The group is free, one attack, close my eyes, see my rap. My bio is feedback for what we need, rap. On some Marshawn Lynch, let me run it back. And come with that new black spiritual. Every rap's a miracle, condition that critical. Can't lack lyrical, we need black generals. Hold war, tap into you like Savion. But I'm a orator, the corduroy boy came. The door to door name, down the corridor of fame. I walk like an Egyptian on a mission to listen to conditions and vision. A vision of what we wishing. I've been commissioned to depression the rhythm of your mind. Spit the wisdom of the one divine. Close encounter of the wonder kind. Front of line, shift the paradigm with a pair of rhymes. Style by Michaela, in the suite with Caroline. Getting dressed up under pressure. Alabama State Store, instant rising from the dresser. Styled up with pressure. God, influenced by the life of the former. Joanne Tessa, Mars, Stata Shakur. I gotta do more. The light skinned spook who got in the door. I gotta hit four. Same thing, got to play you to spot us before. I'm on a war tour with Muhammad, the prophet, my man. And when we land, the pyramids stand. Tell him that I got over black.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Common. Pyramids. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Don't forget to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns. Or as my main man, Mr. J, would say, thong shots. We do it all here. We're a one. Anyway, I'm just playing. Maybe. I think. All right. It's my favorite time of the show of the week where I get to talk about my dumb asses of the week. All right, always got to get that last one in. My dumbass of the week this week, the National Mining Association and the Republican and Democratic Senate and Congress. Why? Guess what they did. You know how there were regulations on dumping coal into the water. Well, that's all done now. Moving forward, you can now dump your coal into the whatchamacallit. See, let me, and I think I need to go back. The Senate voted to repeal a rule that limited companies from dumping mining waste in streams. Now, what was their excuse? Saying that the move could halt the sector's decline. They said, and I quote, this is a way to reverse what they see as overregulation by former President Barack Obama's administration on energy development. Now, most folks think that, you know what? Most folks, dumping mining waste into streams, most folks would think, you know what? That is, that's not a good idea. You know, limiting companies from dumping mining waste into streams. Now, I keep saying that because, Flint's been kind of dirty since 2014. The water. You know how serious that is. These dudes overturned the stream protection rule. Because, hey, dumping mining waste in the stream, it's not that bad. Not that they're going to drink that water. See, it's one of those things where thousandaires won't protest this. Because they're looking at it like, well, hey, it saves us jobs. You know, because the coal companies are like, yes, we get to make money again. You know, Luke Popovich, not to be mistaken for Greg Popovich, the San Antonio basketball coach. Luke Popovich, who's a spokesman for the National Mining Association, came out and said, well, this is one very, very important step to get coal back on its feet and stop the hemorrhaging of jobs that we've seen. Now, the coal industry is looking at this as a step towards recovery. Because now, they don't have to spend an inordinate amount of money getting rid of mining waste properly. They can just dump it into our drinking water. No biggie. That's where you get rid of stuff, right? Just throw it in the pool. That's like kids, you clean up your room, throw everything under the bed. Like it ain't gonna pile up and one day just be ridiculous and be real bad. I'm like, I don't know. Can you get any dumber than that? Polluting the water to save what? I don't know. I'll never know. You're trying to figure out why folks do that. I mean, I know why the coal mining company are doing it, because they get to make money. Now, the people who work the coal mines, whatnot, they're like, well, hey, we get to save those jobs, whatnot. But you're killing your family, because those streams that you're throwing water, that your coal into, those are the streams by your house in your town. But hey, whatever. Not important to you, what you drink and shower in. Not important to me. I just hope you shower. I mean, it seems to me showering is at a premium right now in certain places. I'm hoping that you will still shower. Wash yourself a little bit. I know coal miners probably don't bathe as often as they like to. But, yeah. Woo! Interesting stuff. Now, my hater of the week. It's a real easy one. Milo Yiannopoulos. If you hadn't heard, there were here in the Bay Area, there were wild protests protesting old right wing commentator Milo Yiannopoulos, whatever, doesn't matter, and the protests just threw the whole speech off. Because he was supposed to make a visit, a scheduled speech on UC Berkeley campus, and they just like, nah, it's not gonna happen. Throwing bricks and all this other stuff, all kinds of objects, and overturning stuff. Like, nah, we not even gonna let this dude speak. And he, of course, says, and I quote, via YouTube, "It turns out that the progressive left, the social justice left, the feminist, Black Lives Matter, anti-FA left, the hard left, which has become so utterly antithetical to free speech in the last few years, is taking a turn post-Trump's election where they simply will not allow any speaker on campus, even somebody as silly and harmless and gay as me, to have their voice heard. Now, he knows he's a right-wing commentator. And, I mean, here in the Bay Area, they are not having that shit. I mean, they protest everything out here. The wind blows too hard, you're protesting that shit. You eating a sandwich, and it's got some blackface characters on it, protesting that shit. You're just going to protest anything, anytime, anywhere. It's the Bay Area. This is what protesting is. This is the home of it. And so, of course, his racist ass showed up, and they're like, "Nah, we're not having it. You can't be here." And, of course, Donald Trump was like, "Oh, I'm appalled. We may have to take some federal funds away from your school. Just because," which I can see happening, but can't see it happening, because it's just different individuals doing what they do, which is the Bay Area way. I mean, you have to defund the whole Bay Area, just turn it into a barrenless, barren wasteland. Now, interesting thing is, Jerry Brown and other Governor Jerry Brown and other officials were talking about the fact that, hey, if Donald's gonna cut these programs, whatnot, we not gonna pay our taxes. Which I'm cool with not paying taxes. Like, if it's gonna be real where we don't have to pay taxes and we don't get arrested because we don't pay taxes, because I'm sorry, most people know the tax time of year is some stressful stuff. You damn sure don't want to fool around with taxes. You gotta get it right. So when they say, "Hey, we're not paying them nothing. If y'all not going to do right by us, we're not going to pay our taxes." I mean, it's an argument that could have been made a long time ago. I mean, I would say, even though I know it will never happen, I would just say to all black folks, you don't pay your taxes because, hey, America's not treating us right. Does everybody black in America go exempt? You go exempt for a month just to prove a point to Uncle Sam. Like, you know what? We're not going to pay. And it can be longer than a month. The point is, how do we exhibit some force where we can get recognized? And when I say get recognized, I'm talking about them recognizing that they need to treat us right politically and vote funds that have them allocated into our communities where we can affect stuff. Now, when I say recognize, I'm talking about being recognized for real, not like Mike Pence, who was tweeting and he tweeted that a tribute to Abraham Lincoln. You know, and that was cool. And folks was at all, it's like, "Oh, he recognized Black History Month by honoring a white man." It's like, calm down. Y'all do know that, well, if you don't know, Lincoln was black. And there were 7 black presidents before Barack Obama. He's the popular first, but there were seven others before him. Want to hear about them? Here they go. John Hanson is actually the first president of the United States. He served from 1781 to 1782. He was actually president during the Articles of Confederation. So if you know anything about American history, the Articles of Confederation was the first document which was proposed June 11, 1776, but not agreed upon until November 15, 1777, because Maryland at the time refused to sign the document until Virginia and New York ceded their western lands, because Maryland didn't want them to have too much power in the new government because they had large amounts of land. But that's besides the point. Point is, John Hanson, who was a Moor, was the first president of the United States under the Articles of Confederation. Thomas Jefferson, your third president of the United States, was black. How you know he was black? His mama was a half-breed Indian squaw, and his father was, and I quote, a mulatto. If you don't know what mulattoes are, like half white and half black, yeah, that's old Thomas Jefferson. And before you ask, oh yeah, he was with Sally Hemings, who was a mulatto slave, and they both lived in Europe after his presidency. Yeah, because he's black. So, of course, he would be with a slave woman, but he's the president. Moving on. Andrew Jackson, and so you know, just in case, Thomas Jefferson made it a point to burn all facts about his mama and daddy, for that matter. But you know, if you don't have nothing to hide, you don't burn all the records on your parents. But that's a whole nother story. Andrew Jackson. You don't remember Andrew Jackson, ornery old man, one of the first gangsters. His mother was a white woman, but she had him with a black man. How you know? Well, his father's other children, his brother, sold into slavery. Now, you don't sell people into slavery back in those days, and 19th century, because they were white. No, you get sold into slavery because you was black. Now, let's be clear. You're black. We're talking about black presidents, but that does not mean that they like black people. Andrew Jackson was a notorious evil man who actually, the Trail of Tears was because of him. You don't know what the Trail of Tears are, is where they made Native Americans walk from Georgia to Oklahoma to claim lands that they never had any intention of them even keeping. Just so you know. Abraham Lincoln, the aforementioned Abraham Lincoln. If you don't know, his so-called father, Thomas Lincoln, was made sterile from childhood mumps and was later castrated. Now, his mother was from an Ethiopian tribe and his father was a black man. Now, granted, they were probably very, very light-skinned, but black nonetheless. Lincoln's nickname at the time? Abraham Africanus the First. And by some accounts, he was called Swarthy. If you know anything about historical records, the term Swarthy is made with black people. Warren Harding, 28th President of the United States. when they asked him about his Negro heritage, he just said, "Hey, how should I know whether or not one of my ancestors might have jumped the fence? Just let it go." And in a rare upset, Calvin Coolidge, the 29th president, so it was like two black presidents in a row. I mean, he admitted. He's like, yeah, my mama was dark, but claimed it was because of a mixed Indian ancestry, even though his mother's maiden name was Moore. And Moore was a term that was given to all black people back in those days in particular. And last but not least, Dwight Eisenhower. His mama was also black. Ida Elizabeth Stover Eisenhower. She was so-called half black. As we know, half just means whole. But they just don't want to tell you it means whole. So yeah, black presidents all about everywhere you go. So y'all was Barack Obama and only, yep, it was seven of them. But remember, just because they were black does not mean they like black people. Sort of like, you got black people who don't like black people right now. David Clark, stand up. Anyway, Clarence Thomas, stand up. I am going on break because I am badly in need of one. This is Erykah Badu, Back in the Day. Puff. Thank you.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. Your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Erykah Badu. Back in the day. Puff. And I'm guessing it's going to be a lot of weed smoking to get by these next few years because folks just can't handle straight out Groundhog Day relentless. In your face racism. Like Groundhog Day. I read an article where they were talking about the night of Trump's election and they were watching it and the roommate cried. Everybody was all you remember. Election night, everybody was moving to Canada. Ironically, nobody wanted to move to Mexico because I guess they had to climb the wall that gets built that the Mexicans gonna pay for, but that's a whole nother story. and the gist of the article was minorities in America, the time to fight for one another is now. Like, And it irked my nerves. It really irked my nerves. Why? Why you say it would irk my nerves? Because let's look at the facts. We've been fighting for civil rights. Not equal rights. Just civil rights. Just, hey, you know what? Just can we just be okay to just like do a little bit of what you do without getting shot up, whatnot? That still happens. We just didn't want to be 3/5 of a person. Can we be a whole person? We've been fighting for rights forever, but now. A guy comes along and says, I hate all of y'all. Now we're supposed to all get together. And it's one of the things when I watch the Richard Pryor documentary, biopic, whatever you want to call it. And he was invited to speak at a gay rally, whatnot. And he came out there and was like, you know what? While we was out there, where the hell was y'all at? Now you want us all to be on the same side? Suck my dick. Kiss my ass. I feel that way. So I'm like, you know, not now we're supposed to fight. Like, it wasn't that important before when we were getting shot. And I make this distinction because, you know me, I read all kinds of stuff. And they came out with an article saying, oh, newsflash, FBI finds that white supremacists infiltrated law enforcement agencies. Like, oh my God, white supremacists are in law enforcement? Is that one of the reasons why black people are indiscriminately killed by law enforcement? Maybe that's it? Oh my God, it's a revelation. And so these are things that we've been complaining about. And as far as being treated, when I look at issues, we're talking about the right to live. I mean, because when innocent, non-threatening black folks are getting shot and killed for nothing. I mean, we've detailed on this show, what can we do not to get shot? Because a lot of us are like, well, we don't know. We don't know what we could do not to get shot. It's one of our things. We have that expectation of being stopped by the cops, and shit, we don't know. That's a little different than not being able to use the bathroom. Not dissing. I'm just saying. You know, not being able to get married. I recognize that, you know, gay folks want to get married. Gay folks want to use a different bathroom. I don't know. But I don't think that grind is the same. I don't think you're getting shot. And don't get me wrong. People have been shot. They're shooting up gay clubs, whatnot. But I've always thought that was something different as far as false flags go, like the Orlando shooting. Even though it was deplorable, there's something that just didn't sit right there. But it's apples and oranges, and not trying to go back and forth. All I know is the time for us to all fight is now. Is a bullshit argument. We've been fighting. We've been struggling to survive. We've been looked at as second-class citizens just because of what we look like. Now all of a sudden, somebody else's issue is supposed to be important. Equally as important. And, I mean, we're saying that, hey, where were you at? Where was all this rallying when we were getting killed indiscriminately? Now, all of a sudden, because it affects everyone, now, oh, well, we're all on the same team. No, we're not on the same team. Because if we were, you would already been rallying and up in arms. But it didn't happen. Groundhog Day. That is what this is. Straight up Groundhog Day. What else is Groundhog Day? Slavery. Good old-fashioned slavery, a.k.a. human trafficking. Apparently, over this past weekend, 30 different branches of law enforcement took down a child trafficking organization. And so and we're talking about they arrested 474 individuals, slave owners. Now, I'm for the death penalty. If you're enslaving folks, bad stuff should happen to you. Excuse me. Like, I saw, you know, I chronicled a little girl who wanted to tase people as her dream, one of her bucket list deals. And I'm like, why can't we, like, torture? Like, Gitmo is still open for terrorists? People who are slave traffickers should go to Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, where they receive, like, crackers, old crackers, and that water from Flint. That's what you have to shower in. I'm sorry, but that's... These are my feelings, and I don't think I should have to apologize. I'm tired of apologizing. Everything for us as black people in America has always been about wait, and eventually you will get yours. Be a good citizen, and eventually you'll be treated correctly. Has it happened? No. Not at all. I mean, now, of course, there are problems, like Chicago problem, where Donald Trump has said, hey, if we keep all these killings up, I'm going to send in the feds, which is martial law, which, if that happens, federal troops, the army in the U.S. city, the implications for that going forward be very ugly. But that's the era of bullshit that we living in, right? It is scary crazy. Slavery, it still exists. They're still arresting, 474 people were arrested for slavery. Oh, child trafficking, whichever one you want to call it, but we're going to call it here for all intents and purposes what it is. Slavery. Period, point blank. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, what you do with it, it's up to you. But the fact that you still have the oldest institution in America, the number one American institution, slavery still going on. And these criminals, I mean, these heinous criminals aren't dealt with extreme prejudice. I'm sorry. If anybody deserves to be having the jail cell open and taken out and beaten, wasn't Emmett Till or any of the plethora of innocent black folks who were ruined. Should be these cats. When we gonna drag them out the cell and beat the hell out of them? On that note, I'm Mr. F the N-word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth.
Drama.